Piper announces more layoffs. Opa-locka airport tenants appeal to President Obama. And airline capacity cuts come to international routes. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, February 11th, 2009. In what is no doubt a major disappointment to economic development officials in Florida, Piper Aircraft says it's cutting another 300 jobs effective immediately. Piper spokesman Mark Miller elaborated, quote, "Similar to many other businesses, general aviation has been experiencing one of the worst downturns in its history, and sales of airplanes have sharply deteriorated over the past few months. These unforeseeable business circumstances are virtually unprecedented and have caused the company to take agonizing and painful actions," unquote. The company says all employees, including management, will be sent home without pay for a week in April and another week in July, quote, "to avoid building up unnecessary inventory and to provide time to assess rapidly changing market conditions," unquote. Miller says every attempt will be made to rehire affected employees when the economy turns around, but he also leaves the door open for more layoffs if the market continues to deteriorate. Unhappy tenants of the Opa-locka Executive Airport in Florida have been fighting to get control of the airport removed from the Miami-Dade Aviation Department for quite a while now. Well, now they're taking the matter right to the top. In May last year, several businesses at Opa-locka filed a complaint with the FAA over alleged economic discrimination by Miami-Dade County and its contracted developer for the airport, Michael Adler. The businesses claimed Adler was pressuring them to leave to make room for a non-aviation business park. Then they responded to eviction threats by asking the FAA to invalidate the lease of the airport developer, AA Acquisitions, and grant their businesses long-term leases. That was denied, so six tenants have filed federal discrimination complaints against the county, and the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta has sided in one of those cases with the tenants and against the FAA. So now, a letter is being sent to President Barack Obama protesting the planned eviction of Opa-locka Flight Line, the only African-American-owned fixed-base operation in the United States. We'll let you know how this turns out. A year ago, the major U.S. airlines talked of plans to cut capacity on rate-sensitive domestic routes and expand their service on profitable international routes to improve their bottom lines. Well, it looks like plans have changed. USA Today reports demand for international trips is in a free fall, and airlines in the U.S. and elsewhere are now reducing the number of flights or using smaller jets on international routes to and from the U.S. Official airline guide flight schedules analyzed by the paper indicate 466,000 fewer seats available next month compared to March of last year. That's about 15,000 fewer seats per day. That represents a 5.3% drop from last year, and some individual airlines have cut one-third of their seats to and from the U.S. International Air Transport Association economist Brian Pierce tracks 200 airlines and says international passenger traffic in first class or business class dropped 9% in November on transatlantic flights and 17% on transpacific routes. The timing appears to mirror the financial sector meltdown in the U.S. Simon Talling-Smith is British Airways' top executive for the Americas and says the current slump looks to be longer and deeper than the one that followed the 9/11 attacks. Quote, "This is a much more global downturn than that one was," unquote. Unions have a new reason to be mad at the FAA. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Local 3290 announced on Monday that the names, social security numbers, and medical histories of 45,000 current and former FAA employees have fallen into the hands of hackers. The FAA has confirmed that report. Union President Tom Waters, who works for the FAA as a contracts attorney, is not amused. Quote, "These government systems should be the best in the world, and apparently they are able to be compromised. Our information technology systems people need to take a long, hard look at themselves and their capabilities. This is malpractice in their world," unquote. The FAA told the union this was the first time such an attack had been successful, but Waters isn't so sure. He says anti-union mailings were sent to union members years ago using addresses that appeared to come directly off FAA computers. The union says no action was taken at the time, even after an appeal to the DOT Inspector General. Up next on ANN, Textron and Boeing shake up their executive ranks. A Texas airport pounces on the chance to get federal stimulus funds. And Boeing loses more Dreamliner orders. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com. Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. For instance, the noise-canceling microphone used in the Clarity Aloft headset is a high-fidelity, noise-canceling electret condenser microphone with performance optimized for speech frequencies in extremely high-noise environments. Stage performers and musicians use this same microphone because they must insist on the highest level of sound reproduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 11th. I'm Paul Plagg. The economic downturn is shaking the financial underpinnings of two of aviation's biggest names. Textron Financial announced on Monday that Chief Financial Officer Ted French and Chief Operating Officer Buell Carter are out. Multiple media sources report Textron Senior VP Richard Yates will serve as acting CFO, while Carter's replacement as COO will be former independent financial services consultant Warren Lyons. Textron's financial division provides loans to many customers of its other product lines, but it also has money tied up in outside projects like resorts and golf courses. Textron's announced strategy is to sell off most of its commercial finance business, keeping only the capability to finance purchases of its own brands, including Cessna Aircraft and Bell Helicopters. The company says it needs to generate $1 billion in cash through the sell-off of financial business this year. CEO Lewis Campbell told investors yesterday that if that goal is not met, he might have to consider selling off Bell Helicopter. Also yesterday, Boeing announced a restructuring of its corporate and business unit finance organizations. The company plans to offer financing for airlines scheduled to take delivery of its jets, but unable to access other credit sources. Commercial Airplanes CFO Rob Pasterick has been named VP of Finance, succeeding Harry McGee, who remains a VP, but moves on to a new position created to drive long-term efficiencies and greater productivity across the company's internal business support services. Ray Ferrari, who's been with Boeing on both the commercial and defense sides for 3 decades, succeeds Pasterick as Commercial Airplanes CFO. Boeing Australia President Craig Sadler replaces Ferrari. The company bills the changes as a broadening of the skills and experience of its senior team. As state and local governments across the U.S. put capital projects on hold to conserve recession-ravaged tax revenue, at least one Texas county is bucking that trend. The Houston Chronicle reports that upon learning the federal stimulus bill contains as much as $3 billion earmarked for aviation infrastructure, Montgomery County commissioners have voted to increase local matching funding to speed up completion of a $9 million expansion at Lone Star Executive Airport. Federal funds could be used to lengthen the General Aviation Airport's current 6,000-foot-long runway 1432 to 7,000 feet. That would allow corporate jets to take off with more fuel, allowing greater range. The windfall from the feds could enable the project to be finished in 2010, a year ahead of schedule. Montgomery County commissioners are excited at the possibility they might have a new economic development asset coming online just about the time the recession ends. Precinct 1 Commissioner Mike Medor comments, quote, "It could be huge. The economic impact would come earlier as opposed to later. The timing is perfect. We are really excited about it. We hope it happens," unquote. The recession looks like it's cost Boeing another 16 orders for the 787 Dreamliner. The Seattle Times reports LCAL, a startup lessor based in Dubai, has canceled 16 of its 21 orders for the 787. With only 18 737 orders coming on the books so far in 2009, and last month's cancellation of 15 Dreamliner orders by Russian airline S7. That puts Boeing's net orders for the year at minus 13. While LCAL says it still intends to take delivery of its remaining orders, Liam Group analyst Scott Hamilton says don't bet on it. Quote, "We've confirmed the other five LCAL will eventually be canceled," unquote. London City Airport officials have reportedly cleared ATR-72-500 turboprops to operate from the downtown airport after ATR demonstrated the ability to approach the airport at 5.5 degrees downslope to clear local obstacles while passing the airport's strict noise limitations. On Tuesday, Irish carrier Air Éireann became the first operator of the plane at the airport, with inaugural flights to and from the Isle of Man. Execs of both ATR and the airline touted the plane's comfort and environmental profile in making the ATR-72-500 ideal for regional air service from London. Still ahead, a flight school shutdown leaves an airport with idle fuel pumps. Sikorsky's S-76D makes its first flight. And when collecting shampoo, it's all about location, location, location. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, February 11th. I'm Paul Plack. At DeLand Municipal Airport, a full-service general aviation field northwest of Orlando, Florida, five flight schools have closed their doors in 5 years, but the latest one has also been a major hassle for the field's FBO. Central Florida News 13 reports Regional Airline Academy closed abruptly on Friday, telling its employees via email not to come to work. That would be tough enough news, but the school was also the co-owner of the DeLand Jet Center. The sudden shutdown left the FBO without access to computers, insurance, and functioning credit card equipment needed to dispense fuel. FBO co-owner Bob Hallett reported working over the weekend to get fuel sales back online. Sikorsky Aircraft Corporation reports a successful first flight of its S-76D helicopter. Company test pilots maneuvered the prototype through taxi, hover, hover turns, and reached an airspeed of 40 knots in a test flight that lasted about 30 minutes at Sikorsky's Florida facility on Saturday. Development of the D model has been underway for 3 years. Among the enhancements on the S-76D are all-composite, flaw-tolerant main rotor blades, an advanced Thales avionics system and autopilot, dual Pratt & Whitney 210S engines, a quiet mode for operations in congested public areas, and an optional rotor ice protection system for all-weather capability. Sikorsky says the D will also offer an increase in useful load and extended range compared to previous variants. The company says it has about 100 advance orders. Certification, production, and first customer deliveries are all expected in 2010. A new light sport aircraft that was a darling of Air Venture last year has completed Phase 1 flight testing. Icon Aircraft says its amphibious Icon A5 has made 27 flights across a wide range of speeds, gross weights, center of gravity, flap settings, altitudes, and sea states. The company says the A5 prototype demonstrates, quote, "exceptional water stability and handling, easy takeoff and landing performance, as well as light control forces with responsive yet docile flight characteristics," unquote. Lead aero engineer and test pilot John Karkow adds that it's a blast to fly. CEO Kirk Hawkins cautions that much remains to be done. While the prototype has flown off water, it's not quite an amphib yet. The landing gear that will eventually allow takeoff and landing from land-based strips is still under development. The estimated base price for the Icon A5 is $139,000. Deliveries are scheduled to begin in late 2010, with the first couple years' production already spoken for. And finally, a novel campaign to help the homeless gets underway on Valentine's Day this Saturday at Van Nuys Airport in California. Flight crews and employees at Van Nuys will spend 4 weeks collecting travel-size gifts, including mini soaps, shampoos, lotions, and other personal hygiene items for distribution to local poverty agencies. Clay Lacy Aviation President Brian Kirchdoffer notes, quote, "This is a simple yet meaningful way for pilots, flight crews, and travelers to help bring dignity and hope to the most impoverished members of our community," unquote. Flyers and collection boxes bearing the message, "Sometimes the greatest gifts come in travel-size packages," are located at workplaces throughout the airport. The public can drop off donations through March 11th. Soap, shampoo, conditioner, toothbrushes and toothpaste, dental floss, deodorant, hand and body lotion, brushes and combs, and disposable razors are all being sought. Okay, I gotta say it. This is a great and worthwhile project, and I commend all the folks who work at the famous home of 16 Wright. But there's no scheduled airline service at Van Nuys. If they also put collection boxes at LAX in Ontario, right next to the TSA screening lines, wouldn't shampoo collections rise dramatically? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear Jim Campbell's interview with Bob Wood, chairman of the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo, which was recorded on the surprising record-setting first day of this year's event at Sebring, Florida. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.